This is Humpty and Canty. Weekdays at 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN.
We bring in Mo Claiborne. And Mo, let me just give you the stage here. What happened? I mean, in that loss yesterday, what happened to you? What happened to your Jets team?
Man, you know, I'm still trying to come to grips with it myself. You know, obviously, you know, we didn't go out and play our best football yesterday. And, you know, they took advantage of it. And, you know, and that's what happens in this league when you go out and, you know, and you don't bring your A game every play. You know, you lose in this league, and, you know, that's the results.
Mo, I understand, you know, coming out of the locker room, everyone likes Todd Bowles, but to see an effort like that would probably, I mean, I would beg to differ. If you like your head coach, you want him to be your head coach, you have to have a better effort. Was it you guys just not showing up? Was it, you know, taking the fact that it was the Bills and it was Matt Barkley for granted? Like, what was it? Like, how is it possible if you like your and respect your head coach that you can have that kind of effort at home?
You know, I got to stop you with the effort, you know, because I feel like effort has nothing to do with the head coach. I feel like effort is that's the NFL. That's the least you can do is bring effort to your job, to what you do, to, you know, what you love so much is bring effort. And I don't care what head coach you are or what team you coaching. You shouldn't have to come in and you shouldn't have to coach effort. You know, that should be already established throughout the players. So effort has nothing to do with coach. You know, effort has all to do with, you know, us as the players who's out there playing.
No, you're right. And the reason why I say head coach, now, you don't know my background. I played for the New York Islanders for quite a few years, and we had some really bad teams. But all I know is being in that locker room, regardless of where we were at, if you knew your head coach was on the hot seat, and you liked your head coach, you sure as hell are going to show up and play at least hard for your head coach. And what I saw yesterday was not a team that showed up and played hard for their head coach.
But it don't have to. I don't feel like it has anything to do with, you know, us playing effort, you know, for our head coach. You know, you can say every coach in the NFL is on the hot seat because, I mean, at any given moment, anybody can be, anything can happen in this league, no matter who you are, you know, so anybody can be on the hot seat, you know, in my eyes, you know. So, you know, I feel like just effort period, it just comes from the players. The players should bring that. It shouldn't have to come from, you know, no front office, no head coaches or anything like that, because anything can happen in this league at any moment with any coach. I don't care where you sit. You know, if you Bill Belichick and you lose a couple games here and there, I mean, people are going to start saying the same thing about you, you know. So it doesn't matter, you know. But effort should come from the player, period, point blank.
So it wasn't a good effort yesterday is what it comes down to, right? Because you didn't get the result that you're looking for. And we all know the NFL, more so than any other sports league, is a results-oriented business. Would you agree with that?
Exactly. Exactly. Period, point blank. You know, that's what it comes down to, win or losses in this league. You know, no matter how you cut it, how close it was, at the end of the day, you're going to be judged by your win and your losses. And yesterday, we went out there and, you know, we lost. You know, we gave up plays that we don't normally give up, you know, and like I said yesterday, I felt like we laid down. I felt like, and to clear that up, I felt like we laid down for as, you know, making plays that I know we make. I know we should have made. You know, you either stand up or you lay down. It's man to man, you know, here and there, you know, and I feel like at times plays that I know we normally make, we lay down to. And we normally make those plays. And you either stand up or you lay down. And that's my meaning behind that.
And, Mo, one of those plays that I'm sure you wish you could have back, that first throw from Matt Barkley in the second quarter when he was targeting Zay Jones, you sunk right underneath it and you couldn't make that play. Do you feel like you missed an opportunity to swing the momentum back in your team's favor?
Man, I feel like that was – me personally, I feel like that play lost us the game. And that's how I take it, because – Who would have known what that play would have done? I probably could have scored. And I probably could have turned the whole game around, you know, with that play, you know, and that play bothered me, right? And that play bothered me since it happened, you know. But, you know, and those are the plays that we have to make, though. And those are the plays that eat me, because I feel like, you know, that could have changed the whole game for my team, you know. And I feel like I'm supposed to make those plays, you know, no matter what is going on. That's easy. I make those catches every day, easy. You know, and to let that moment slip out of my hand like that. You know, that bothers me, you know, but that drives me and pushes me to work even harder, you know, for the next one.
All right, Mo Claiborne joining us here, 98.7 ESPN. Mo, there's been a lot of speculation about the head coaching future of Todd Bowles. Do you, forget about the team, do you personally feel like you guys are fighting for his coaching job moving forward?
Man, I can't speak on none of that, man. I'm not qualified to speak on none of that, man. I know right now who our coach is, and I know who I'm playing for, who I'm giving my all for, and who I have the utmost respect for, you know, as a man and as a head coach. Have a lot of love for him, and you know, right now, that's who I'm giving my all for. That's who I'm playing for. I'm going out and lay it on the line for practice and in games. So up until that change, well, and I don't know what's going to happen. You know, like I said, this lead is, you never know how this lead is going to go. You never know. So right now, man, I'm where I'm at, and I'm in this moment, and I'm going to enjoy it. And you know, I'm going to go work and try to get better with my team, you know, and try to take the correct steps to win in a ball game, because, like I said, that's what it cut out to, winning the losses. And, you know, we have to win, period, point blank.
Mo Claiborne joins us here on the show. So, Mo, how do you change it? So you guys are headed into the bye. You get the Patriots coming off the bye. How do you change it to make sure that, you know, everyone to a man shows up coming out of the bye and gives an honest effort, doesn't lay down?
Man, I mean, we got a couple guys coming back that's been a little banged up, you know, and stuff like that. And like I said, not using that as an excuse, because this time of the year, you know, every football team is the same. You know, you always have guys that's banged up and guys that's out, you know, this time of the season. But, you know, man, we just got to try to hold it together, man. We got to come to practice every day, man, and work. And that's what puzzled me so much about the game this weekend, because we work so hard in practice. You know, we work so hard, you know, we're on top of our keys and stuff like that. We have to, you know, do a better job as players, as, you know, taking that over to the game, you know, far as, you know, how crisp we are in practice and stuff like that. We have to move that over to the game. And, you know, and I feel like that lies on us as players, because, you know, we got it. We got the game plan. We're on it. You know, the coach is making sure we're on it, giving us every, you know, way to succeed as possible. They're on it. And when we get to the game, we have to do a better job as moving that over, you know, taking that over to the game and at every aspect.
Yeah, listen, and I heard you guys after the game. I listened to you guys in Larkham and everything else, and you talked about how, you know, how good this week of practice was. Were you guys caught off guard a little bit with what you saw in that first possession, the fact that it only took them two plays, the fact that they came out and they threw that deep pass down the right sideline?
Right. I feel like I like one or two plays that that obviously, you know, they game plan for us, and you know, was able to hit us on.
Mo, I got to ask you this, man. What's your confidence level of the head coach and the coaching staff as a whole, putting you guys in positions to have success? Because, I mean, when you look at the situation that happened on the third possession for the Buffalo Bills, after you guys forced a three and out on their previous possession, you're about to get off the field. It's a fourth down. They have a fake punt. Sherrone Peak is caught sleeping. They throw it to Robert Foster, and they convert on that play. I mean, as a defensive player, you got to be frustrated. You guys did the job, and yet you had to go back on the field, and they end up scoring on that drive. I think they got a field goal out of it. They got a touchdown out of it. Like, that's got to be frustrating for you as a defensive player. So how confident are you in this coaching staff that they've got the attention to detail that's necessary to have success in this league?
But, man, I feel like that's the game, you know, and speaking on the defense, that's our job. You can't get mad. You got to embrace that moment. That's when great players stand up. That's when great players are made, you know, and those are the moments we live for, you know, when we get a three and out and we have to come right back on the field and try to prove ourselves again. You know, sometimes you make it, sometimes you don't, you know, but as a player, you know, you love those moments, you know, and, you know, you want that, you know, so you don't shy away from that at all, and you don't put that on nobody but yourself, on your shoulders, because at the end of the day, that's who it's on. It's on you.
What was the feeling in the locker room after this one yesterday?
I mean, it was tough. It's tough to lose those type of ball games like that. It's tough. You know, you can only imagine how guys will feel. You know, that's after every loss, you know, in the NFL. You know, like, wins are hard to come by in the NFL, man. It's hard to come by. It's hard to win in this league, no matter what team you are. You know, and, you know, when you go through a loss like that, it's tough. you know, it's a tough pill to swallow, but you some way you got to find a way to get out that funk. Some way.
All right, Mo, one more. We'll let you go. Anything fun planned for the week off?
Man, not at all, man. I'll be at home with the kids. Probably get me a couple workouts in, man, and you know, try to get my mind right, and you know, just try to get right. Period.
Well, good luck when you come back from the bye, and I know it wasn't easy to join us today, so we do appreciate a couple minutes. Thanks a lot.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Humpty and Canty. Catch them weekdays at 10 on 98.7 ESPN.